Residents living on the east side of Victoria Park in Coburg are concerned with how homelessness and drug use in the area is impacting their enjoyment. Catherine Gissing addressed the Coburg Police Services Board meeting Tuesday, speaking on behalf of a group of citizens living on Church Street, reporting suspicious activity daily, including fighting, drug use, and drug dealing.
Residents have regularly witnessed a range of troubling activities, including loud yelling, noise, swearing, music at various hours, extensive littering, vandalism of public property, drug use, drug dealing, including by individuals who appear to come to the park specifically to sell, public defecation, sex acts, overnight camping, fighting, and aggressive behavior.
Gissing said Coburg's floral clock appears to receive significant attention for homelessness and criminal activity, actions unknown to the public enjoying the clock. She recommended that police and bylaw discourage overnight use of Victoria Park, install nighttime lighting similar to the lights at the Cenotaph, nightly operated sprinklers, and reduce the park hours to close at 10 p.m. instead of 11 p.m., replace shrubs around the floral clock, and block off the access door to the interior of the clock. Police Chief Paul Vandegraaff, in expressing gratitude for residents bringing forward concerns and suggestions on how to make the community safer, said Coburg and many other communities are living in an era of displacement or a lack of suitable shelter, and that these individuals are visible in public settings. Yet as part of Coburg's Safe Streets Initiative, bylaw, auxiliary, and police officers regularly patrol parks to ensure that people are using the parks for their intended purpose.
We are living it. We're living it, unfortunately, in our beautiful parks in the downtown. And that was the reason our members brought forward the Safe Streets Initiative and why they thought that they're our response to that. So as I stands right now, we've seen some success in allowing people to enjoy the parks as they were originally intended. We still see and we hear there's room for improvement.
While Coburg does have an emergency shelter and transitional housing, it does not have a warming or cooling drop-in center for homeless people. Northumberland County has asked for a potential space to be identified for a warming hub for the winter. That process is still ongoing. Reporting for CFWN and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Dan Jones.